had a big discussion about whether we were going to eat this thing or not. A little bit. We don't like the taste afterwards. What was that? We were putting our hamburger tonight.
Onions?
Oh, do you like this? My mother does and I do. This is a vegetable that you'd use, it's sometimes good with soup, with gumbo, but I think of it as kind of a long green slimy kind of vegetable with a little cap on the end that I like to cut off.
You know, okra?
Yeah.
Delicious.
Do you like it? I love
about 2 pounds of it today.
Really?
At the farmer's market.
My mother doesn't like it. See, they look too slimy.
They're good fried.
Yeah, but I think they're, if you leave an apple or a plum around, it will dry up and rot. Probably just kind of get all...
Shrivel.
What different kinds of beans do you have if you don't eat the pods and all, you have to...
Snapper.
The large yellowish flat beans. There's the seeds, not the pods.
Those are butter beans.
Okay, and what kind of beans do you eat the pod and all?
Those are snap beans or pole beans.
Okay, and what do you, you take the tops of turnips and cook them and make a mess of...
Turnip green.
You ever heard of those called turnip salad?
Turnip salad?
Yeah. Hmm. My stepfather used to call them that. He was from North Carolina. He called them salad. I would call them turnip green too. I don't know. Okay. If somebody had seven boys and seven girls, you might say that he had a what of children?
If he had seven boys and seven girls.
Yeah.
I'd say you had a whole family of children.
He certainly did. Cool. Okay, what is the outside of an ear of corn cob?
The outside of the ear? Shuck?
Yeah. And, what is the kind of corn you eat on the cob?
The kind of corn?
Mm-hmm.
It's field corn. All corn on the cob, any, well, any kind of corn, really. Except maybe popcorn.
Yeah, yeah. What do you call the top of a corn stalk?
Tassel.
And, I don't know, I'm learning from little things, you know, when I read through it. What's the stringy stuff? Comes out of the end of the corn shucks and you have to brush it off.
Well, that's part of the tassel. It extends down into the kernel of corn. The tassel is used for pollination. The pollen collects on the tassel and grows down into the kernel and germinates the seed.
Okay, and what do you make a jack-o'-lantern?
Pumpkin.
What's the small yellowish crooked-necked?
Crooked-necked squash.
What kind of melon do a lot of people have?
Cantaloupe, watermelons, honeydew, melon, Persian melon.
What's a Persian melon?
It's a long one. Greenish look. It has a lot of crinkles in it. Probably seen them in the grocery store.
I may not have realized it was a melon. I may have thought it was
Those squashes. That
probably did. That's what I'm thinking of. And what you sound like you're describing sounds like a squash. That gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
What springs up in the woods and fields after rain? They're a little white and kind of unbrushed.
Mushroom. Toadstool or mushroom.
Yeah, same sort of thing. If a man has a sore throat, so the inside of his throat is all swollen, you say he couldn't eat the piece of meat because he couldn't
and swallow it.
Yeah.